RadioMD.
RadioMD.com.
You've got questions. Melanie's got answers. This is Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
When you hear the words traumatic brain injury and you think concussion or horrible accidents and you think maybe that's something that people don't definitely recover from, but today's guest is a different story, Linda McGuirk. She's an entrepreneur and owner of McGuirk Management Small Business Organization Service, and she's an author. Welcome to the show, Linda. Tell us a little bit about your story. You were in a car crash and a coma. Tell us your situation.
Yes, I was in the Berkshire Mountains in Massachusetts, and side of my head hit a telephone pole. And 6 weeks later, I woke up, and I found out that I'd been in a coma because I had ruptured my brain, and the injury was on the right side. And then there was 6 weeks of inpatient rehab, and then 8 weeks of outpatient rehab. But as my surgeon explained to me, it's a 7 to 8 year recovery. And that's true. And it's extremely difficult. And the reason I wrote my book is because it's called Survive and Thrive, My Traumatic Brain Injury Survival Guide, is because I found a lot of books written by survivors about the problems. And yes, the problems are there. It's very difficult. However, I always felt, look, survival is a good thing. And there's things that you can do to deal with, to overcome all the obstacles and come out and enjoy your life. And that's my message.
So tell us a little bit about that recovery, because people do think that there isn't a lot of hope for recovery with traumatic brain injury, and that because the brain and nervous system takes so long to heal, as your doctor said, I mean, really very long healing times involved. So what was involved with for you? Occupational therapy, learning to talk? Were you able to pay attention during these things? Tell us about it.
Yes. In the rehab center, it was occupational therapy, physical therapy, and then also, you know, a psychologist, a therapist, like as everyone thinks of, the first thing they think of therapy. The physical therapy was exactly just finding out where I was with walking and moving and standing up and sitting down and moving things around. And your brain doesn't know, it doesn't feel the injury, and your brain isn't really aware that it's recovering from this rupture, basically. So I just had an attitude. I was like, yeah, I can do that. I can do that. Fine. But I still have balance issues. And PT discovers what those were. And then occupational therapy, you're given all kinds of different tests, like from first grade on, just so they can find out where your cognitive deficits are. And again, from my perspective, I was like, oh, whatever, I can do that. But they were giving me an amazing service that's how they're going to find out where any of my quote-unquote holes are cognitively. So it was a lot of that, and that's building you back up, finding out where your deficits are, and then building you back up and coming up with a treatment plan for you for when you're in outpatient therapy.
Tell us about health and fitness in your life now, Linda. Is that a big portion of your recovery? You mentioned physical therapy, and I'm an exercise physiologist, and so I've worked with so many TBI patients, and sometimes there is that disconnect between some of the, you know, we work on proprioceptive techniques and moving your body and all of this. Where are you on that fitness scale now?
Well, thanks for asking. I feel like the best chapter in my book is chapter 6, and that's health and fitness. It's so critical. I'm fortunate that I've always been active. My father was an ice skater. He was in Holiday on Ice and the Ice Capades. So I grew up being physically fit anyway. So one of the first things I started doing when I could was my stretches, which are in the book. And always, it has always been part of, I've always done as much as I possibly can, and that's a huge aspect of it, because as you know, the brain's a muscle. That's what the doctors say.
Sure, you know? Is. It is.
And that circulatory system is huge, so whatever exercise you can do, I say do it, because it can only help.
Did you have any side effects from doing exercise or any of the therapy, really, seizures or any issues along those lines? You mentioned balance as one of them. Do you still have that issue?
Yeah, I still have. I just have to be cognitive of that. Like, I live in Boston. I'm in the city. I'm on and off the subway a lot. I've always got to make sure that I'm grabbing that railing, going up and down the stairs as people push, because I could easily lose my balance and fall. I do exercises at the gym, balance exercises. For a while, I had a trainer, and he gave me great exercises that work on that. So I'm still... The injury was January of 2003, but that's something that I'm always going to have to work on is my balance. And I know that. And it's so much easier when you're just aware of, okay, I've got this issue, and this is what I can do just to maintain and try to build on that. And that's what I do. But seizures, you mentioned, yeah. I've been seizure-free since 2010, but part of the injury was post-traumatic epilepsy. And that was tough. And those meds, ugh, I'm grateful not to be on those meds anymore.
I know, they're pretty powerful stuff. And you know what, Linda? I grab the railing too so I don't get pushed down. So I think that's just good advice for anybody in general, because balance is something that we trainers now do as a functional thing anyway. We work with everybody, regardless of their situation, on balance now, because we're finding out more and more about the importance of that mind-body connection. The brain is far away from the feet. So we have to think about those things. Now, tell us a little bit about some of what else you do now as far as like, and your support system. How important to other listeners who may have loved ones that suffered from traumatic brain injury, how important is that support system?
That is enormous. That's one of the three things that I say, aside from diet and exercise, which to me is ubiquitous. But yeah, strong support system is enormous, because mine was considered, quote, mild traumatic brain injury. When my neurologist says that, he laughs, but technically that's how it's classified. It's so important, because I was in my 30s when it happened, and I've been working since I was 13, and I thought, oh, medically I can't work for 18 months. I paid my taxes. I should get some kind of support. No. So your personal support system, the system, our government, nothing like that's going to help. And it's your neighbors and your family and friends, and I am so grateful for them every day, because my community, I came home from the rehab hospital to a full refrigerator. My landlord let me off for my rent, because they understood what happened. My mom was there from Tennessee helping me those initial weeks afterwards. And continuously, as I recovered with my financial, my work, my academic, everything, everywhere along the way, I had incredible support from the people in my support system. I could talk about that for an hour. It's huge.
Well, we only have a minute or so left, and I want to make sure to mention your book, Survive and Thrive, My Traumatic Brain Injury Survival Guide. When you mention how important that support system is, just quickly and wrap it up for us, Linda, because some people, unless it's just like concussion and something that doesn't kind of have those long-term effects, people are afraid a little bit of people with traumatic brain injury. They're not sure what to expect. For some reason, there's a bit of a stigma. So please just clear that up. You only have a minute. So please, it's a great story, and we applaud all your work and survival, and great. I'm so glad for you. But just wrap it up for us about that stigma.
Oh, please. Like I've always said, survival is a good thing. And if we're relearning any bits of behavior, like societally, help us. That's an opportunity. If someone's behavior who has a brain injury seems strange to you, that's an opportunity to help them. And then everything ends up. Then you've made a friend for life, and you've really helped someone. So
it's true.
It's
absolutely true. And the book is Survive and Thrive, My Traumatic Brain Injury Survival Guide. And it's Linda McKirk. And you can get that information and read from somebody who has been there. And helping somebody is always a good thing. And that's what we do here at Radio MD. We talk about these things and put them into perspective. We have more great show coming up. Thanks for listening. Stay well.